Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment. Are you an Oklahoma Farm Bureau member? A Farm Bureau membership comes with a world of benefits, from discounts on a variety of products and services to supporting our agriculture youth. Most importantly, you can become a part of a grassroots organization that advocates for our family farmers and ranchers. Learn more, or you can become a member today by visiting your County Farm Bureau office, or you can visit us online at okfarmbureau.org, because together we are rural Oklahoma.
Mike and Annie Schweitzer invite you to the 21st Spring Bull Sale at Quartermaster Creek Angus coming up Wednesday, February 26th, 12:30 at the ranch in Leading, Oklahoma. Selling will be 152-year-old bulls as well as commercial 2-year-old pairs and open yearling heifers carrying QC genetics. Come and bid in person or watch and bid on CCI Live. Catalogs, videos, and more available at quartermastercreek.com. That's quartermastercreek.com. Quartermaster Creek Angus Bull Sale, February 26th.
Well, at the Oklahoma Genetics Meeting in Oklahoma City, our own Ron Hayes caught up with the Regents Professor and Wheat Chair at Oklahoma State University, Dr. Brett Carver. In recent years, High Cotton has been the OSU wheat variety, and Carver says he still loves that one.
Yeah, and it's still high on my list, and it's going to stay that way. I mean, we have enough testing of it before we released it to know that this was a legitimate variety for much of Oklahoma, across the entire state, and points southward, more into Texas and probably more into Texas or Kansas. So it moves a little bit more south for that variety. But I was really tickled with it last year. Yeah, there were times it didn't look very good. The stripe rust kind of came in and took a ding on it, but it fought it off. And with a fungicide, it would really fight it off, of course. But fighting it off gave it that chance to yield, and it did yield quite well.
And this is a variety that has a lot of great attributes in.
It really does. I mean, it's just it's made for Oklahoma. It's got the parentage of it that fits Oklahoma, and you can just tell it's an Oklahoma adaptive variety. Good for grazing. Loves that toughness. But it can also handle a grain only situation where you're really trying to get the yield up. It has a high yield ceiling. I think a little bit higher than Showdown.
And something very exciting, there's going to be a new wheat variety called Orange Blossom.
This is a double stop derivative, and it's a lot double stop. I mean, I quantified it in terms of what's the degree of relationship. Well, it's about 66% double stop. That's a pretty high level, but on the other hand, I'm okay with that. I don't want to turn the whole program into double stop, but I want to be able to take advantage of that genetics of double stop. Again, the tenacity of it, but also the acid soil tolerance, the quality of it, the ability to be grazed, and just good, tough wheat variety that we have not been able to take advantage of because it was Clearfield. And I wanted to keep the Clearfield trait in Clearfield germplasm. So I finally just, I said, okay, enough of that. We're gonna break loose here. We're going to start breeding more with double stop, not just as a Clearfield donor, but as a wheat background donor. However, the OK 1984-17C is still Clearfield. It just turned out that way. We were looking for a non-Clearfield double stop and didn't find it. So we're going to go with the Clearfield version and let farmers decide how they want to use that.
Roughly 20 seed producers are currently growing Orange Blossom, and Dr. Carver expects there to be about 2,000 bushels of foundation seed in the fall of 2025. To hear the complete conversation with Dr. Brett Carver and Ron Hayes, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com.
Rural Oklahoma entrepreneurs and innovators looking to grow their businesses and develop their ideas are invited to attend the Southwest Oklahoma Small Business Resource Conference, February 28th at Southwest Technology Center in Altus. Hosted by a collaboration of rural business resource providers, the conference will feature everything you need to succeed. From breakout sessions to our trade show, the conference will put Oklahoma's world-class business resources at your fingertips. Visit LaunchRuralOK.com to register today.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.